Feeding baby birds is a complicated thing, which is part of the reason why virtually all native birds are protected by law, and only licensed wildlife rehabbers are supposed to take care of baby birds. The first element involves what foods to provide, because each species has different dietary needs. Feeding baby birds bread or milk is a common and lethal mistake. Most songbirds feed their young a diet high in insects and other invertebrates, which provide a lot of protein. Some species add a few berries or other fruits into the mix. Goldfinches feed their young mostly a slurry of regurgitated seeds, a diet which is far lower in protein than that of most songbirds. Cowbirds lay their eggs in the nests of other birds, expecting that the birds will give the cowbird chicks a reasonably high protein diet. But when they lay an egg in a goldfinch nest, that cowbird chick is doomed because the diet does not include enough protein. Unfortunately, that doesn't help the goldfinch young any. The parents spend so much time feeding the demanding cowbird during its first few days that their own young can't thrive, and usually all of the chicks die. If songbirds themselves don't know what to feed the young of other species, it's obviously hard for people to get it right without training. Many times it's tricky to identify a baby bird in the first place, and without knowing the species, it's easy to give it the wrong diet. Wildlife rehab facilities provide a generic commercial diet to most songbird nestlings, but knowing the species helps them fine-tune the diet with supplemental feedings. The next challenge is getting the food into the bird. Healthy nestling songbirds tend to sit quietly until a parent appears, and then they pop up like little jack-in-the-boxes, mouths wide open. The rehabber puts the food in the back of the mouth. It can be tricky for people to provide the right signal that a substitute parent is approaching for a feeding, and after the little bird's mouth is open, it can be easy to get some food into the opening to the trachea, which can be lethal. It's also extremely dangerous for untrained people to try to force a baby bird's mouth open. Next, after what and how to feed a nestling, comes the question of how much and how often to feed it. Again, knowing the natural history of different birds can help when scheduling feedings. Some birds deliver a single large meal to one chick at each feeding session, so that chick's feedings are spread out, while others feed two or more chicks smaller meals at every feeding. Adult birds spend virtually all their daylight hours searching for and delivering food, taking a few minutes here and there for territorial defense, maintaining their own plumage, and resting. I was rehabbing when I was a stay-at-home mom, so I was home pretty much 24/7. When I had baby birds, I got up at dawn and fed them several times an hour for virtually the entire day, leaving little time for anything else. Few people have the luxury of providing that level of attention for so many days at a time, but even with those time demands, feeding nestlings was the easy part for me. Once they fledged and were flitting around my backyard and then my neighborhood, it was exhausting trying to keep track of them. Many people tell me with pride about the time they raised a baby bird in their house. I might hear about how cute it was when the little bird learned how to alight on chairs and lamps, how well it got along with their dog, and how when it could fly, they let it go in a beautiful forest or park. I always cringe inside, knowing how poor the chances were that that chick survived more than a day or two. Fledglings typically remain dependent on their parents for a week or more after leaving the nest, but most of that time must be spent outdoors. Birds go through the same kinds of learning stages that humans do, and have a critical learning period right as they're learning to hop and fly. Next time, I'll talk about some of the ways birds educate their young and how difficult or even impossible it can be for mere humans to provide that essential education to baby birds. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.